Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Evans. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Boone. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Boone. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn can't make a play. That's a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone fires to first and picks off Fuchter. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a pop-up into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson is hit by the pitch. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to third. Minoski moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to home to get Mitchell. Minoski moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Quinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Harris reaches second base with a double. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Boone covering, for the out. Harris moves to third. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Evans. Rule reaches second base with a double. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoski bunts towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchster is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fuchster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Dan Boone. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rule moves to third. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rule tags and scores. One out. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoski. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Pratt moves to second. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pratt scores. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quinn hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Nunemaker pinch hits for James Edwards. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.